This is Mox's StoryShare Project, a collection of stories from people who are striving for a community free from sexual assault and abuse. The theme for this project is My Moment, Our Momentum. Listen now to this moment.
Hello, my name is CeCe Glasgow. I am with the Kansas City Anti-Violence Project, Alpha Psi Kappa Fraternity Incorporated, overall community member here in Kansas City. I'm an 80s baby, 90s kid, so a huge thing for me back in the day was wearing my overalls. They were my zhuzh. They were my thing. Very comfortable. Particularly with these overalls one time when I was living in Des Moines with my mother and my aunt. I was playing around with a bunch of cousins. One of my cousin's friends, his girlfriend at the time, kept kind of giving me these looks and kind of making these little comments until the end of the night after everyone kind of got settled. And this woman, took it upon herself to grab me by my overall and tell me very, very lowly that if I was going to act like a boy, that she was going to treat me like one sexually. And I thought that was very weird. I'm five, of course, and I'm like, what is this person saying? What does she mean? Because I was trying to figure out why this woman responded to me the same way some men did. And then unfortunately that night I found out why. My aunt slept me particularly in her clown room. This went on for the course of, I would think, probably every 2 or 3 weeks for like 3 months. So I would see her all the time, unfortunately. Sadly, from that moment, I grew like in my preteens and teenage years, either wearing very baggy clothes for my body to be seen or very scantily like tight clothing. So hardly any at all. And that is until recently, until I realized that me being myself and the best and hugest declaration of independence that I could have is to be unapologetically myself. Sometimes I wake up and I do want to wear baggy clothes, but then sometimes I wake up and I want to wear those scantily tight clothing. And that's okay. And I had to learn that was okay. And it was okay for me to be myself first and foremost, because that was going to also liberate other people to do the same. Even in our community as LGBTQ plus individual, we are still so deep into heteronormatives that we feel that we have to either be one or the other. And for me, it's just about being myself. I don't want to put a label on it. You can put one on it if you like, but that's just not who I am. That's not how I operate. And really, anybody who has an issue with anyone being themselves, especially myself. And so I only encourage others through that example and through the example of my life and how I live my life to be themselves as much as possible, because that is how you're going to create change in this world, is by being the opposite of what people expect you to be or perceive you to be based on what you look like. My clothes can never, ever define who I am as an individual, and they never will. And that's for me is my power.
Thank you for listening to Mox's Story Share. With your help, we can change our culture to one where survivors are believed, perpetrators are held accountable, and our community is safer. If you would like to get involved or need support, please go to moxa.org. That's moxa, moxa.org, or call us at 816-531-0233 anytime, 24 hours a day.